From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The trial of an American soldier charged with murdering three Iraqis and then lying about their deaths began today on a U.S. military base in Baghdad. Staff Sergeant Michael Hensley is part of an Army sniper unit. His team is accused of baiting Iraqis with bomb-making materials and killing them when they picked up the explosives. NPR's Jamie Terabay was at the court proceedings today. She joins us now. Jamie, what can you tell us about the trial so far?
Today's trial was at Camp Victory, the headquarters for two of the U.S. military divisions in Iraq. It was actually delayed for a few hours this morning while we waited to hear whether one of the requests to have one of the bodies of the Iraqi men that were killed in this case exhumed to see if he was in fact shot at point-blank range, as one of the prosecution charges is alleging, but that request was rejected today. We listened to the first few witnesses for the prosecution who were testifying against Staff Sergeant Michael Hensley.
And could you spell out for us exactly what he's charged with?
Well, he's charged with quite a few different charges, among which were three counts of premeditated murder and making false statements, as well as disobeying orders. He's one of the three members of the 1st Battalion, 501st Infantry Division, charged with the killings, but he's the only one charged with all three. He's alleged to have planted items or told his soldiers to plant items like automatic rifles or command wire to detonate roadside bombs on or near the bodies of these Iraqi men that he ordered the soldiers to shoot and kill, so to boost their reports that the men were enemy combatants.
Now, the U.S. military prosecutors assert that Michael Hensley alone was responsible for ordering these killings. It appears they want the investigation to end there. What do the defense attorneys have to say about that?
The defense is claiming that the deaths were all legitimate kills and that Hensley and his soldiers were simply following orders and he's not guilty.
Is he there for the proceedings?
Yes, he's been sitting there at the front. He went and got a haircut this morning before the trial began, so he was very clean-shaven and very neat appearance today, although the tattoos that he has on both of his arms were poking out of his sleeves. But he has a lot of support from the team members in his unit, because they were there, some of them were in the back of the courtroom watching the proceedings, and during the break they would come up to him, you know, have a laugh with him and take him outside and have a cigarette while they waited for the court to readjourn.
Now, two other soldiers have also been accused, along with Hensley. What can you tell us about them?
One of them was acquitted of murder, but he was convicted of poor conduct and planting evidence on the body of one of the men, and he's now applying for clemency. The other soldier has yet to stand trial, but he's already given evidence under a deal that'll prevent his own testimony from being used against him at his own trial.
Now, Hensley, as we said, is accused of baiting Iraqis with these bomb-making materials and then killing them when they picked up the explosives. There's a lot of controversy about the so-called baiting program. The Pentagon's refusing to even admit that it exists, but at least one soldier has talked about it in a sworn statement. What does that statement say?
Well, this sworn statement was made when the incidents were first being investigated. A platoon commander for this sniping unit said the baiting program was introduced to members of this 1st Battalion by Sergeant Hensley. And today, one of the soldiers testified that he felt the soldiers were under pressure to, as he put it, get more kills. And he said that he and the other soldiers were congratulated when they got more kills. And as you said, the military prosecutors refused to even talk about the baiting program. Today we asked if it would come into testimony as the defense makes its case, and we were told there's been no ruling on the baiting program because, quote, there is no baiting program.
The trial of American soldier Michael Hensley continues tomorrow. We've been speaking with NPR's Jamie Terabay at Camp Victory in Baghdad. Jamie, thank you very much.
Thank you.